Welcome, dear listeners, to another breathtaking episode of MC Campground Chronicles presented by Modern Campground. Today, we are leaving the footprints of our journey across the rustic beauty of North Dakota in a delightful corner of this expansive Great Plains state. We'll be diving into the vibrant world of the Halo Haven Campground, an idyllic sanctuary nestled in the emerald spread of North Dakota's rugged wilderness. Our narrative today centers around a unique and thrilling event that stirs up the tranquil atmosphere of this campground every year. Let me introduce you to the formidable force behind this pristine escape, the owner and our protagonist in today's chronicle, Miss Zafira Fletch. A woman as intriguing as her name, Zafira is a blend of zesty spirit and the soft tranquility of nature. With her fiery red hair cascading into untamed curls and her eyes shimmering like the tranquil Dakota lakes, she is a woman of grit, passion, and a touch of whimsy. She inherited the campground from her grandparents, transforming it into a haven for those seeking serenity amidst nature. The Halo Haven isn't just a business venture for Zafira. It's a love letter to her roots, her passion for the great outdoors, and her commitment to preserving the local traditions and folklores. Today, we will dive into the heartwarming story of the Campground Kite Flying Festival, an event filled to the brim with laughter, vibrant colors, and the nostalgic tug of childhood memories. A tradition that Zafira has managed to preserve and elevate, transforming her campground into a beacon of joy and unity. Let's embark on this voyage of vibrant strings and dancing colors under the vast Dakota sky as we unravel and celebrate this fun and colorful tradition.
I remember the first time I realized we had a real problem on our hands. It was the 5th annual Kite Flying Festival. The sky was painted with a riot of colors. Kids were squealing with joy, and the air was filled with the resounding cheer of our community. But all that jubilation came to an abrupt halt when 3-year-old Benny's kite tangled with the power lines. The entire campground plunged into darkness, the jubilant atmosphere instantly replaced by panic and fear. Sweet little Benny was safe, but the incident shook me and the community to the core. Was the tradition we cherished, the bond that brought us together, a danger to the very people we held dear? It wasn't just the power lines. Our festival was growing bigger and more popular each year, attracting folks from outside our little community, managing the crowd, ensuring safety, and maintaining the joyful spirit of the festival was becoming a Herculean task. I soon realized that I had a daunting challenge in front of me. To safeguard this tradition that we at Halo Haven had come to adore, changes needed to be made. In the sobering aftermath of the incident, I considered several options. I called experienced campground owners for advice, reached out to local authorities, and even consulted with kite flying enthusiasts. The easiest option was to relocate the festival to a safer, more controlled environment, but that would mean losing the charm and familiarity of Halo Haven. The second option was to impose strict safety measures and limit the number of participants. It seemed practical, but had the potential to create an environment of restriction rather than freedom, which is the very essence of kite flying. After much contemplation, I decided on a hybrid solution. We would combine safety improvements in our campground along with a unique kite flying training program. The training program would educate the community, especially the young ones, about safe and responsible kite flying. We would also invest in improving our infrastructure, trimming trees near the power lines, and expanding our space to accommodate the growing crowd. Implementing this solution was no smooth sail. Convincing the community about the training program was a challenge. The adults didn't want to strip away the spontaneity and the children. Well, they just wanted to fly their kites. But I explained to them the importance of safety and how this training could actually help them fly their kites better. To my surprise, the skepticism turned into excitement. The roadblock of improving infrastructure was anticipated, but the support from the community was overwhelming. Many volunteers came forward, making the task much easier and faster than I had imagined. The impact was immediate and profound. Our campground became safer and more organized. The training program was a hit, especially among the children. They loved the idea of learning something new, and the adults appreciated the emphasis on safety. We witnessed an increase in participation, but this time it was a well-managed crowd, not a reckless mob. The festival regained its joyful spirit, and the tradition was preserved. The best practice that I learned from this experience was to involve the community in problem solving. Their support and understanding made the implementation process easier and more effective. Also, never underestimate the power of educating your visitors. It brought about a significant behavioral change that positively impacted our festival. Today, as the vibrant kites dance in the sky, I look at the joyous faces around me, and I know in my heart, I made the right choice.
As our journey through the vibrant and uplifting world of the Campground Kite Flying Festival comes to a close, it's clear that the spirit of community, the joy of shared experiences, and the power of tradition have prevailed. It is an inspiring tale of courage and innovation, where Zafira Fletch took the helm in the face of adversities and steered her beloved Halo Haven to safer shores. Her approach, combining safety measures, infrastructure modifications, and a unique training program, shines as a beacon for other campground owners facing similar challenges. But the heart of this story lies in the community, the common folks who came together, supported Zafira's vision, and ensured the kite-flying tradition did not just survive, but thrived. It is a powerful testament to the strength of a community and the deep-rooted love for shared traditions. This enchanting episode of MC Campground Chronicles highlights the importance of adaptability, community involvement, and the crucial role of education in preserving traditions while ensuring safety. And with Zafira's story, we are reminded of the vibrant strings of a kite, strong yet flexible, dancing in the winds of change without losing its essence. Can there be a more fitting metaphor for the journey we've traversed today? Thank you for joining us on this colorful escapade, dear listeners. Your curiosity fuels our narrative, your interest is our driving force, and your company on this journey, our greatest joy. If you've enjoyed the tales of Halo Haven and its mesmerizing kite-flying festival, don't forget to subscribe and share our podcast. Tune in next time to MC Campground Chronicles as we bring you more engaging stories from the enchanting world of campgrounds, spun from the threads of passion, perseverance, and the profound beauty of nature. Until then, keep the spirit of adventure alive.